Hey everyone, welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd on the mic here, and on the other line I have Rob McConnell. He works for S&S Archery. They are a rock sight sponsor. They sell a ton of stuff, bow sights and tents and a lot of things like the Garmin inReaches and the watches, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We get a lot of questions on rock sight. People will start forums and they'll just be like, you know, inReach versus spot, and I think there's another one out now, but we're just going to kind of go over that, and Rob knows those products really well, so thanks for taking time to hop on with us this morning, Rob.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for thinking of me. We love our Garmin products, and we're big supporters of Rock Slide. You know, I say this all the time, but we get just as much out of Rock Slide as the Rock Sliders get out of us, so we absolutely love it.
No, and yeah, we appreciate everything you guys do for us, because, and I think you guys offer a little bit of like a rock slide discount as well, don't you? Like maybe a 10%?
Yeah, absolutely. 10% discount. Coupon code is just rock slide, and that's pretty much good on anything in our store.
Perfect. Yeah. We really appreciate you guys doing that. I know the members do as well. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to dive into the Garmin. You know, I think Suunto is probably the other one that people look at the most, Garmin versus Suunto. Have you messed with those at all?
You know, I had like an Ambit 2, I think, for a while. And it was tough because I wanted all the features. I enjoyed all the basic features and functions of the Suunto. But it just kind of, the battery wasn't super great, and it just kind of ended with, you know, what was on the watch. Their website that you synced with wasn't super great, and there wasn't a whole lot of support there. I did have a Suunto Core, and I really liked it. It's, you know, it's an ABC altitude, barometric pressure, and compass watch, and I did get a lot out of that, and I thought that was, you know, at least it was worth what I was paying for. You know, it was very expensive, but not near as expensive as the Ambit, and the Ambit just kind of was very expensive. I just didn't feel like I got a whole lot out of it. I know that they've made a lot of changes, not only to their watches, but to their back-end website as well. I just haven't had a chance to take a look at it, you know, since we started carrying Garmin, and I've been, you know, really focused on using Garmin products.
Yeah. So I used the Traverse Alpha for a while, a solid season, probably a half of another season, and then I saw that you guys started carrying the Garmin Instinct. And I just liked how it looked smaller and was a little bit lighter. And then I liked some of the features on the other end. You know, like when you're not in the backcountry, I wanted it to be an everyday watch as well. And that's something that the Suunto just didn't really, it connected to my phone, and it brought, like when a text message came through, it brought notifications through on the watch, but then you couldn't look at the notifications after they had come through. And on the Garmin, you can. I think it's just a more user-friendly interface as well. I think you just get more bang for your buck is kind of what I saw with it.
Yeah. No, I would totally agree. I look at some of these watches, and they're definitely an activity watch first and then a smartwatch second. And I think the Instinct has a really good balance between the two. You know, it is very useful in the backcountry, and at the same time, it's also great, you know, as an everyday watch. I love waking up in the morning and seeing if I got a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a lot of good data there that's useful on a day-to-day basis, as opposed to just, you know, something I'm going to throw on when I head out. So, yeah.
Definitely. And it's $299, I believe, right now.
Yeah, and that's, you know, if you look at the features it gives you versus some of the other watches out there that have those same features, it's definitely a bargain for sure.
Yeah, I've been super happy with it. I'll probably have to, after we wrap up, I'll have to try to have you get me another band for it, or just, I guess, figure out where I need to get another band. Yeah, for the Instinct, I cut it somewhere. I don't know where. But I cut it, and it's about to go through, but that, I think that's just the rubbery wrist strap, which is super comfortable, but it's just, I mean, everything has its, it's not even really a downfall. Oh, it's
yeah,
just
absolutely.
A, yeah, you, when you're hard on stuff.
Yeah, and Garmin has a lot of accessories available, including watch bands. You know, it is a 22 millimeter band, I believe, which is very common. There are a lot of options. Like, for instance, I hate sending people to Amazon. I just hate it. But there are a lot of options as far as wristbands on Amazon for, like, you know, for under $10. So you can, you know, kind of play with the different colors and styles that you like. And if you find one that you really like, you know, then you can go to Garmin and spend the, you know, the $20 or $30 for the quality band.
Gotcha. Yeah, so keeping going with the watches, the two that you guys carry over at S&S are the Instinct and then the Phoenix, and that's the Phoenix 5. Is there more than one model of the 5?
Yeah, there's actually a few. There's the current generation is the 5X, and I believe, and I'm sorry, I can't remember all the different models. The one that we really like here is the 5X Plus. It's got the pulse ox reading. So when you get to those higher elevations, you can kind of see what your blood oxygen levels are doing. And you know, a lot of people say that it's not super accurate, and that may be true, but it is consistent. So, you know, if you have multiple activities on the same course, you can definitely compare the two and, you know, kind of see the, see if you're getting better or worse, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then the other thing that the 5X Plus has is, you know, full color mapping. And that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. I actually, as soon as we became a Garmin dealer, I jumped out and got the 5X Plus, you know, 'cause I got it at a employee discount, and I was really excited about it. I love the feel of it. It's a heavier watch. It's bigger. You know, just I like the heft of it. What I found really quickly was I was only using like 10% of the watch itself. It's just got so many features and things that I didn't even know about. I just found that I just wasn't using it to its full capability. And then the other thing is too, it's got a beautiful color display, high resolution. I think it's 200 by 200 pixels. It's gorgeous. The problem is, in order to have a display that has a long battery life has color, it has to use a certain type of display that can sometimes be hard to see in different lighting conditions. And, you know, I'm almost 50 years old, and my eyes aren't what they used to be. And I just found that at times it was just hard to read the display. And I always kind of felt like I had to use the larger fonts. And so when the Instinct came out, that was one of the things that I really liked about it. The display has a high contrast, and it's very easy to see, you know, even with my older eyes. And those are kind of the things that made me switch from going from the Phoenix 5X Plus to the Instinct. You know, just a feature set that was more in tune with my day-to-day needs, and then my, you know, my backcountry activities and my, you know, my runs and hikes and things. The Instinct just kind of, that's what its focus was. Whereas the Phoenix 5X Plus, you know, had those features, but then it also had this myriad of features that I, you know, I didn't understand and didn't need. And, you know, the price difference certainly makes a difference as well.
Yeah, and there's pretty large price difference there. Kind of like you said, with you're able to change the fonts and the screen brightness, but also change it from color to not color. Like when I first got my Instinct, that's one of the customization on those Garmins that was huge for me, because I could change any of the buttons that I wanted to do anything that I wanted them to do, basically. And that's big.
Yeah, shortcuts. Like if you're looking for a screen that's, you know, three layers in and you want to be able to access it, you know, quickly, you can set one of the buttons to be a hotkey, and you just hold that button down for, you know, a second or two, and it jumps to that screen. That's definitely really nice. The one thing that I was kind of disappointed with the Instinct is that it did not have access to Connect IQ. Connect IQ is Garmin's, I guess, marketplace for different apps that you can download on some of their watches. And unfortunately, Connect IQ is not available on the Instinct. And that was one disappointment. But to be fair, I've had this watch now for about 8 months, and I don't think there's anything that I'm really missing other than just that, you know, that geek out wow factor, you know, hey, look at this, you know, I can show you this on my watch, you know, but from a day to day and needs in the backcountry, the Instinct's just a much better fit, I think.
Yeah. Yep. The everyday stuff is really what sold me on it as well. Cause you know, we're doing backcountry hunts, but probably a month solid out of the year, but broken up during the fall. So maybe, you know, if you spend 30 days in the field, well, you still have another 11 months with that watch that you want to be able to use it. And that's the big thing with me was the everyday use. And I'll go run on the treadmill and set my phone on the speaker so I listen to music, and I can, with the watch paired to my phone, I can change the music on it or pause, play, all that stuff. I can answer calls or decline them. And so I don't know, it's just the everyday use really kind of took it over the top for me. I love that watch, and but it does what I want it to do in the backcountry.
Yeah, I do want to kind of touch on that really quick. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of things that I've found on the activities, including, you know, navigate or follow me or you know, hike or run or any of those. I found that GPS mode, there's three different modes. There's GPS, Galileo, and GLONASS. I found that if you set the individual activities to GPS and Galileo, that I get much higher accuracy, especially, you know, in the timber when you may not always get a signal. Definitely go in, and you have to do it in each individual activity, but in each activity, go into settings, find the GPS mode and set it to GPS and Galileo. That's definitely going to help you with GPS accuracy. And the other thing is, when this watch first came out, Garmin kind of said, hey, check out, you know, our new Explore app, which was kind of taken from the InReach website. And it was not good. Things didn't work. It was tough to sync. They have, you know, different collections, they call them, and it was really confusing. And so I do want to say that, you know, if you've had an Instinct for a while and you kind of played with that Explore app and found it buggy or didn't like it, I definitely urge you to go take a look at it again. They fixed a lot of stuff on it. It syncs with your watch in the field, as far as your phone goes. And so it's really useful. Just to give you an example, I did a scouting trip this weekend, and it was an area that I'd never been before. So I went into Google Earth and kind of charted a little path so that I would, you know, I'd be able to avoid certain obstacles that I didn't want to run into. And then I exported that path to my computer and imported it into Explore, and then synced it with my watch. And I'll tell you what, when I turned my watch on and I said, you know, follow this course, I was thoroughly impressed with how I could just look at my watch and a little arrow would pop up and it would say, you know, go this direction. And if I was off course, you know, my watch would, you know, buzz a little bit and alert me that, you know, hey, I needed to move back into this direction. That was so useful to me, and it was spot on. I actually found that my Google Earthing wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, so I did run into some spots that were a little tricky. And so coming out, you know, I kind of had a better viewpoint, and I tracked back to the truck, you know, using a different route. And of course, I used the navigation on the watch. Well, when I got back home, I, you know, synced that with or I downloaded that path from the Explore app and put it into Google Earth and found, you know, oh, hey, this is a course that I can use the next time I go in there to navigate my way in, avoiding all the obstacles and, you know, just basically following a little arrow on my watch. And so I just wanted to bring that up. I was really impressed with that. Certainly something that everybody can do. And it's very useful, especially when you're scouting new areas and you're trying to find, you know, ways to get in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is very impressive. With one of the things that I always use I have to have in a watch is the altimeter. Everybody likes having an altimeter, being able to look and see your elevation. But one problem that you can run into, or I've ran into before with some other watches, and it was user error. It wasn't me, or it wasn't the watch. It was user error. It was me. And that is, your altimeter will actually work off the barometer. So you could get up to, camp, let's say at 9,000 feet, and then the next day the pressure is going to change, and it might actually say that you're down at 8,500 feet when you really haven't moved. And that's because the altimeter is actually working off the barometer. So on the instinct, you can turn that off, so your altimeter is going to stay true once you calibrate it. It's not going to change with the barometer, and the instinct does that. So that's a big thing too.
Yeah. I that's something else I was kind of looking at when I was out there. And you can actually sync it via GPS. So, you know, every once in a while I'll go in and I'll just say, calibrate my altimeter, and it pulls my elevation from GPS, which is super accurate. So yeah, I absolutely love that feature as well.
Awesome. Yeah. So, when would you recommend somebody getting the five over the instinct? Like, is there a certain thing that you can say, if you need this, you need to go to the five?
Yeah, there's a couple things. First of all, like I said, the oxygen blood monitoring, I forgot what that's called. That's something that some people really, really want. I think for me, it boils down to, you know, how much data do you need? I've got my neighbor is a ultra runner, and you know, he swears by the Phoenix because he's interested in cadence. He's interested in, you know, how long his foot is touching the ground, you know, little things like that to help him become a much better, more efficient runner. Things like that are kind of lost on me. So I think that, you know, it really depends on your level of need for data. I think that would be the biggest thing. If you are tech savvy and you really like to geek out on data, the Phoenix is definitely going to give you that. The Instinct will kind of give you a taste of that. But it's really a little bit more of an everyday or every person type watch, where you don't have to really dive into it to really get a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That Instinct is a great watch. So kind of moving on, to the inReaches, you guys carry most of the inReaches. I think you kind of just have the Explore, the Mini, and then I just saw the new, Garmin just came out with a GPS. That's actually they integrated the inReach into their GPS unit, and that looks pretty awesome.
Yeah. So that's the GPS Map 66i, and they've had that model of GPS unit out for about a year. And it's neat because you can download, you know, full color aerial imagery, and it's got a fairly large, display. And it's got a very good battery life as well. And so it's really definitely a high-end GPS. It does accept chips. So, you know, you can put your Onyx Map chip in the GPS device. But yeah, so with the 66i, Garmin added inReach capabilities. And that is really huge. If you're a guy that doesn't like using his phone on the for GPS or navigation, and you want to have that handheld unit that's going to be a little bit more durable and have much better battery life, then that that GPS Map 66i is definitely something you should take a look at. Having that inReach capability is huge. I absolutely love the inReach. That was the easiest sell to my wife ever. Mm-hmm. I was 2 hours late from a bear hunt. I walk in the door and she's like, okay, you need to go get the inReach, because I was going nuts. So, it's really a game changer, especially if you're a solo hunter like me. I like going out in the backcountry by myself. Sometimes I'll have my dirt bike, which adds, a little bit more, danger, if you want to call it that. And so having that peace of mind that I can just push a button and, search and rescue's on their way, is nice. I actually have, the inReach technology is really neat. So you can have two-way text messaging between you and anybody with a cell phone number or an email address. And the way it works is you set up your contacts before you leave. So I've got a few different contacts. I've got my wife, I've got my mom. I've got a little group contact where I have my mom and my wife. And so I have them set up as my contacts, and I've also got a few buddies in there too. And what I'll do is I'll set up a preset message, which basically says, I love you, miss you, everything's great. And so every few hours I'll send that preset message that is free. It doesn't cost you any messages. And that way my mom and my wife both know that, hey, everything's good. It also has a little link attached to the message that shows my exact GPS location. Mm-hmm. So they know, if they don't hear from me for another day or so, they know exactly where, my last message was from. On top of that, you can also do regular text messages. So, hey, babe, how was the kid's soccer game? Mm-hmm. And then they can reply. So you can actually have two-way texting back and forth. And it really, for me personally, it kind of helps me stay in touch to know everything's good while I'm out there. A little bit of taste of home is never a bad thing when you're, two or three days in. And then the other thing too is, everybody knows the backcountry. It's a huge mental game. My biggest struggle is always staying out for more than 3 days.
Yep,
once I hit the 3 day mark, I start finding excuses to go home, whatever it is. And I'll just send a text to my wife, and she's kind of trained to say, hey, look, you only have this opportunity, 1 month out of the year, stay out there, get it done. And, that's usually the motivation I need to stay out there. So that's another way that I use that inReach as well.
Definitely. And then if you have to push that button, being able to talk back and forth to the people and telling them, what's wrong, it makes them be a little bit more prepared. And then when they come in to get you, because with something like the Spot, you have the SOS button and that's it. Once you hit that button, the people on the other end, they're coming probably, but they have no idea what they're in store for.
Right. So yeah, the way that works is you push the, say you break your leg or something, you push the SOS button on your inReach, and that gets you in contact with search and rescue. They send you a message saying, hey, what's the emergency? And if you can, respond, you can say, well, I broke my leg. And that way mm-hmm. they know to come there with, a stretcher and a splint and all that. If you're not able to communicate with them, they don't really know what's in store. And the other nice thing is, of course, it sends them your exact GPS location as well. So if you are able to push the button and that's it, they know exactly where you're at.
Mm-hmm. So then last year, I think it was last year, the Garmin came out with the inReach Mini, which is just a tiny, tiny little guy. Is there, have you kind of been recommending that one to people now that want to use their phones, or when would you choose the Mini over the Explorer?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, the Explorer and the GPS Map, 66i, both have onboard mapping. The 66i's mapping is much better. The battery life is longer. And the Explorer device is good for about a week. The 66i is I think a week to 10 days. And the Mini is great because it doesn't have all that extra stuff as far as onboard mapping. It basically is just the inReach technology where you have the two-way texting. It's got some very, very basic navigation features, but really its strong point for me is I throw it in the lid of my pack. It syncs with my watch. It syncs with my phone. I use my phone for GPS. And so I can send messages via my phone through the Mini. It's very lightweight. The one thing I forgot to mention, the Instinct watch actually syncs with the Mini as well. And one thing you can't do on your phone for some reason when you're synced with the Mini is send a preset message. So you can only send those free preset messages from the inReach Mini device itself, or if you've got an Instinct, you can send a preset from your watch. And the benefit there is, you know, a lot of us get real caught up in hunting and we kind of forget about what's going on with, you know, with communication from home. And so when I put my Mini in my pack, I might get a message and I won't necessarily know about it because, you know, I've turned the volume down. I don't want it interrupting me during a hunt. And so I have gotten in trouble before, you know, my wife sends a message and I don't respond. Well, the nice thing about having the watch is, you know, those messages do come through to your watch. And so when you get a message, you know about it instantly and you can, you know, respond or whatever. But having that Instinct be able to send a preset message without having to get to the inReach in your pack is really a nice feature as well.
That's great. How is the battery life between the Mini and the Explorer?
Oh, great question. I have found the battery life to be about three days on the Mini. Something that I do to extend that out to about 5 days is just turn it off at night. So after I say send my goodnight text, I'll just turn it off. And I'll turn it on in the morning when I'm ready to send a good morning message or I'm fine message, whatever. And that generally extends it out to about 5 days. But for the most part, if you leave it on all the time with just typical use, you know, 4 or 5 messages a day, you're going to get about 3 days out of it.
Yeah, and then you could just always, I'm sure that thing charges with like a mini USB, so you could take a battery pack with you and be able to charge it after a couple days, kind of keep it topped off.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot of juice either, so it doesn't take long or very much battery power to get that thing fully charged again.
Cool, man. Well, I think we kind of ran through everything. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
You know, the only other thing I wanted to chat about was the Instinct does communicate with the Garmin Zero bow sight. The Garmin Zero bow sight is really a neat thing. It's a range finding bow sight. The way it works is it's got a little button that you tape to the riser. You push the button and hold it down, and it gives you a little pin, and you use that pin as an aiming point for the rangefinder. Let's say you're tracking an animal with that pin, and when the animal stops to gives you a shot, you lift up on the button, and it actually gives you the pin for that exact distance. And that's, it's not legal in every state. And I know it's maybe a little controversial, but for a techie archery guy like me, it's been a lot of fun to play with. I did get a chance to use it at a 3D shoot, super impressed with it. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, one of the features that it has is that it can send shot information to your watch. One of the things that you could do with that is, let's say you want to get up over a hill and there's a spot that looks like it's passable. You could range that spot on the side of the hill and send that information to your to your Garmin Instinct and set a waypoint. And then when you're navigating, you can use that waypoint to get past. There's a lot of different features. As far as sending information, there is the number of shots. There's it'll tell you how much you're torquing your bow. It'll tell you how much vibration is coming off the bow. There's a lot of neat features there. So that's something I just wanted to add. If you do have a Garmin Zero bow sight, you can use it to send information to your watch and to your phone.
I haven't got to mess with one of those yet, but they sound like kind of an interesting deal, especially just to be able to play with for a while.
Yeah, you know, the thing that has been most valuable to me is in practice mode, it has a little circle, and the idea is that you line up the aiming point inside that circle. And when I first started using it, I couldn't figure out why sometimes that circle wasn't centered and sometimes it was. And it turns out that I was torquing the bow differently at different times. And so it really taught me, you know, a certain grip and to keep that grip, or lack of grip, if you want to say that. But it really taught me that just the slightest change in my hand position does some serious torquing to the bow and really made me realize, you know, hey, this whole grip is super important, or you're gripping it wrong, or, you know, you're rolling the bow on your shot. There's a lot of good training to be taken out of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Dang, well, this has been, I think it's been a great podcast. I think it'll give people a little bit better idea that are, you know, looking to purchase an InReach for this fall. Maybe which one they want to go with, which is pretty nice. And then that, I think everybody should check out that Instinct watch, because it's been great for me. This fall will be the first real fall or full fall with it. So looking forward to using it.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been just absolutely loving it. It just seems like it's a perfect watch for someone who wants a day-to-day smartwatch, wants to be able to track their activities or runs or hikes, and in the backcountry, you know, it's super useful.
Great, man. Well, is there anything coming up at SNS that you can talk about? Is there any? Your trekking poles are pretty awesome. I did a review on those. People can check out.
Yeah, we just, you know, it was funny. It took forever to get here, and we've got them in stock. I talked Steve into buying a lot of them, so we were able to lower the price considerably as well. We should have them in stock here for at least another 6 months. So they're kind of the perfect balance of weight versus durability. We just had some great reviews on them. Everybody seems to really like them. I personally have been using one for over a year, and just I don't know what I would do without them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're nice. Everybody head over and check out SNS Archery. It's just snsarchery.com, I believe, and they carry a boatload of archery stuff and those trekking poles and Garmin products and a lot of things, and they, you know, they're a Rockslide sponsor and we need to support them, so go check them out.
Thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Rob. See ya. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 7 of the Rockcast. We have some cool episodes coming up, so stay tuned for those, as well as our new segment, Tipsy Tuesday, coming on Tuesday. And as always, head over to the Rockslide forums and sign up. Join in on the conversation. It's free. It's an awesome resource. There's a ton of information on there. You actually don't have to be a member to go on and lurk. We call them lurkers. So you can go check it out if it's, you know, your jam, which I'm sure it will be. Sign up. Again, it's free. You have to have, I think, 5 posts before you can post to the classifieds. But if you're looking for some gear deals, look them up on the classifieds. There's all kinds of, like, the top brands are always on there. People, you know, wanting to barter and trade and sell and buy and such. So head over there. Check that out. Check out rockslide.com for the latest articles. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.